Bonjour. You're listening to Tribal Water Day podcast.
Listen and learn about Nebe, water,
and its importance to the Keweenaw Bay Indian community in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
Episode 2, Water Walkers.
That closeness to the water is hard to, it's so hard to describe. It's almost like a mother holding her baby close and rocking her. And that's what I feel when I'm in the water, when I'm close to her. It's important that I walk for the water.
I am a water walker. To be a water walker.
To me, water walking is from the heart. I was born to do this.
And a water walker means we're bringing awareness to the water, that we want other communities to be aware of the condition of our water.
You know, and I was actually had that desire to be a water walker and to learn these teachings and to take that time, you know, because water is life.
Our life-giving water.
Water is life.
Water is our lifeblood.
Everything needs water. If you don't give a seed water, it's going to die. If you don't give a child water, they're going to die. If you don't give me water, an animal water, they're going to die. We all need water to live. We all need water to survive. Look at where our body of land sits. It sits in the middle of water. It's got to tell us that, you know, water is life.
So with the water walk here that we have in our own community,
bring awareness and to preserve it for future generations.
I want to bring awareness to our community, to our world.
It's something that's very unique to Aki the Earth. And water walking is to bring awareness to the state of our water, not only locally, but nationally and globally. We have to protect and preserve it. We cannot live without it.
I need to continue. Grandma Josephine, the teachings that I learned while I was walking with her, hearing that in the lodge back in the early 2000s from Eddie Benton, the water is sick. What are you going to do about it? I knew that that's when I needed to step up. What am I going to do about it?
And as a water walker, I love what I do when I'm walking. When I'm walking, it is praying for the water. It is talking to the water as you're walking along. There's sometimes when you walk, you never know what weather conditions they're going to be, but once you make that decision that you're going to walk, no matter what elements are out there, you go forth.
You don't know it at the time. You know, you don't know your journey until you start to walk it.
A water walker is in essence walking in the steps of our ancestors, what they have taught us.
Like when we do our water walks, it's ever flowing, it never stops.
One person does not carry the water the entire walk. We take turns. When you take turns, that's the time when you really pray for our life-giving water, the sacred water. The water that brings us life. So yeah, I get a little bit teary-eyed, but you do that when you care about something and it's hurting and it's sick.
This podcast is a Third Coast Conversations project which encourages dialogue about water in Michigan and is supported by the Michigan Humanities Council. All audio was recorded and produced by Allison Mills. To learn more about the KBIC Water Program, visit the Natural Resources Department at nrd.kbic-nsn.gov.
The Nebe Lullaby is sung by Water Walkers Terry Denemy and Kathy Smith, as written and shared by Doreen Day of the Medalen Lodge.
To all our sponsors, supporters, and community, Chimagwich.